eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on what is a frigid Wednesday morning in the Delaware Valley. As you may have guessed, my name is not Al Morganti. I do not sound like Al. Al is off today. Had Flyers duties yesterday. John Johnson in for Al Morganti. There are several roster changes on this morning's edition of the WIP Morning Show. One of them is not Rhea Hughes. Rhea is here.
Good morning,
Rhea. Joe Wechter is here. Ava Graham is not. Francisco Rojas in for Ava Graham. So we'll get Francisco involved in the show numerous times throughout the morning. Most importantly, it's a Wednesday, which means Ross Tucker. It's a Ross Tucker Wednesday starting at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. And boy, I'll tell you what, Rhea, the timing could not be better.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Holy cow. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, last night there's some mildly entertaining games. Sixers dismantled the Kings in the first half, cruised in the second half. Flyers made it interesting, but lost again. But what is going on at this very moment with the football team in this town at 12-1? Controversy. There is a massive controversy going
on.
Not
with the Eagles.
Oh, no. Surrounding the Philadelphia Eagles. Not from in-house, but outside. I'm not sure if you are aware of this, but did you know Jalen Hurts potentially winning the MVP is laughable? The idea that he could win over Patrick Mahomes or even Joe Burrow is an absolute joke. What if I were to tell you Jalen Hurts isn't great, but more of a product of a system.
System quarterback.
And at best, he's a good quarterback. And that your eyes are probably deceiving you. All of what I just mentioned are national stories at this very moment. We are going to play for you a variety of sound bites to support what I just introduced to you throughout the morning. But let us begin here. Rhea, you're familiar with Von Miller? Tremendous
yes.
player.
He's out for the rest of
sadly,
the season.
Sadly,
right?
Yeah, he suffered a season-ending injury, but a tremendous player. He is also the host of a top-rated podcast called The Voncast. It's his own podcast. Very successful, gets all of the, not just former players, but current players in the NFL, gets them to relax a little bit, and they open up and have this, real conversation. Well, on the latest episode of The Voncast, his guest, Cowboys linebacker Micah Parsons. Well, of course I want to hear this. And their topic of conversation at a certain point certainly enters Eagles, Cowboys, Christmas Eve. And then Von Miller starts to pick apart players individually and get Micah Parsons' opinion. Jalen Hurts then enters the conversation. And there's a lot I want you to hear right now. And we're going to play for you. So we're going to introduce it to you. I want to do it properly. But prepare yourself. Your blood pressure is going to rise. You are not going to like what you are about to hear. So before we isolate a couple things, we would love for you to hear for it in its entirety. It's brief. It's only a couple seconds long. But, Rhea, I just want to make sure I set this up right. So it begins with Micah Parsons actually turning the table on Von Miller and Parsons asking Miller about Hurts. Is that correct?
Yes, Parsons. The first voice you hear is Micah Parsons.
Oh, man.
And, it's based off discussion and MVP and all that.
So it's Parsons, Miller, nobody else. Yep. Starts with Micah Parsons. Listen to this.
Is it Hurts or the team? I think it's a little bit of both, man.
It's system and team.
I think it's a little bit of both, man, because they got a great deep. They got a great offensive line, which helps Hurts. Hurts has A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. They got a good running game.
I mean, Miles Sanders.
They scheme that they have.
O-line. Yeah. I mean,
and this Eagles Cowboys coming up, ain't it?
Yeah, it's coming up. I'm not trying to make no enemies. I just love the game so much, and I understand it so much that when things are off, I just can't hold it in. Like, I almost gotta say something.
Now there's a lot to break down in that 45 seconds, but if you were listening closely, there were about 5 pot shots directly at Jalen Hurts within a mere 45 seconds. So if I may, let me isolate to maybe 3 of them. So let's begin with this. At the very beginning of this conversation, where Micah Parsons turns the tables on Von Miller and asks Miller, is it Hurts or the team? Which, by the way, certainly tells the story right there, because Micah Parsons he's answering the question in the form of a question. Let's hear that portion of it.
Is it Hurts or the team? I think it's a little bit of both, man.
It's system and team.
I think it's a little bit of both, man, because they got a great deep. They got a great offensive line, which helps Hurts. Hurts has A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. They got a good running game.
Miles Sanders.
They scheme that they have.
O-line. Yeah. I mean,
Wait.
What you have to start with is the laughter.
Yes!
After, when Parsons says, is it Hurts or a team, Von Miller says it's a little bit of both, and he laughs, and notice very clearly, he replaces Jalen Hurts' name with system.
He says it's system and team, and he laughs saying it. And then he later goes on to say, oh, the offensive line, come on. Anybody with that type of offensive line is going to have success. He's crapping all over Jalen Hurts. Oh, and we're not done here. Wait till you hear this next part. And because Von Miller then goes from Jalen Hurts directly, and oh, by the way, Christmas Eve, you know what's going to happen, right? Let's listen in.
I'm not trying to make no enemies. I just love the game so much, and I understand it so much that, when things are off, I just can't hold it in. Like, I almost got to say something.
So what does he mean when things are off? I got to say something.
This is what Micah Parsons is trying to be because of where he's from. Passive aggressive. He doesn't want to take a shot at Philadelphia, but he's doing so by not answering the question all the way.
Because he understands the game so much.
That's why. He understands the game. Oh, excuse me. So let me, I'm keeping a tally here. It's system and team, says it while laughing. Mentions, the O-line. Anybody's successful with this offensive line, bruh. And then, I don't want to make any enemies, but I understand the game so much that, remember what I just said? I'm trying to make a point here without actually saying Jalen Hurts isn't that good. And then in this 45-second clip alone, in the final couple, he realizes he's on that edge of officially saying it, and it seems like maybe he tries to backtrack.
They got a great team, great defense.
But everyone has their own opinions.
But they got – so Jalen Hurts is
– he's good. He's good.
He's good.
He's good.
He's good.
I don't – there is so much to break down from this. I'm not sure where to begin. But Micah Parsons –
to me, it's system and team. I mean, it's very clearly stated right there. Because he's laughing as he does it.
Yes. He's laughing. So what we have watched this entire season, this tremendous, unexpected leaps and bounds growth by Jalen Hurts to now be officially the front runner for MVP is a farce. That he's not that good. He's not great. He certainly shouldn't be a finalist for MVP. He's good. He's a product of the system and a great offensive line. He's not as good as anybody's hyping him out to be. This is mind-blowing to me. And what you are going to learn throughout the course of this show it's not just Micah Parsons. The national media, beyond players, those who are, quote, football experts, are doing the same, saying the same thing.
There's some, though, who are starting to give them praise.
There are, but they're willing to admit fault, but at the same time not admit that they were incorrect. But it's funny you mention that, Rhea, because that leads into our prize wheel. It's a Wednesday morning. You know how this works, a prize wheel Wednesday. And I thought, what better way to do this? You know, Micah Parsons should certainly come clean about this. But I think there are moments we should all come clean. Something we do as sports fans, we cast judgment early. You know, we predict early on. It's part of the fun. Sports is a form of entertainment. But there are times where we're spot on with our predictions. And most have no problem reminding others, hey, did you know? I was the first one to tell you this. The problem is when you aren't correct. There are many, and we have some colleagues here at WIP that fit that category. Oh, I never said that. Or are simply unwilling to admit they were incorrect. The stubbornness of people. This morning, you are going to be put to the ultimate test. Now, we've all been wrong about a player, a coach, a team, something. One way or the other. Whether we thought they were bad and turned out to be really good, or vice versa. And Jalen Hurts is certainly a primary example of that. I've said it numerous times, and I'll continue to say it. I was dead wrong about him. I knew what he was. And what he's proving this year is absolutely incredible. If you are someone who is willing to admit you are wrong about something, you're going to get a spin on the wheel. We want to know what it is, a player, a coach, something that you were dead wrong about. You're going to win a fine prize this morning. Let me look at this prize wheel right here. Oh, and being the month of the year that it is, the holiday season, oh, we got some hand in stone and facial spa gift cards for a 50-minute massage. How about, hot ticket, New Year's Eve on the Battleship New Jersey. We got multiple pairs of tickets to that to win. We have some Sixers gear. Oh, wait a minute. We got a trolley in Cindy's slot. Founding Footsteps Holiday Light Tour. That sounds delightful there, Joe.
They're
Wechter.
Very cool. Some of the streets, the decorations in Philadelphia are amazing.
You hop on a highly decorated a trolley with perhaps some libations and get the tour of the city.
More decorations than your house.
It's a blast. That's one of the many prizes that you can win this morning by simply admitting what you were wrong about. 215-592-9494. Let us get it started with Levert's on WIP. How you doing, Levert?
Hey, good morning. How's everybody?
Levert, I'm not doing too good. I mean, you heard what Micah Parsons said, and he's not alone.
Man, forget about him.
What do you mean, forget about him? How am I going to forget about him? This is a national story.
Forget about Michael Parsons. Forget about the national media. Let's keep on kicking ass and making our sports better on our Philadelphia Eagles and making money.
Now, hold on a minute, Levert. I gotta ask you something. So, okay, you say ignore it, but this Micah Parsons story is national headlines. I'm hearing about it all over, and you're going to continue to hear about it. They're trashing your quarterback, saying he's not that good.
Listen, I was all fired up about all this national media disrespect in the beginning, but I thought about it. I'm not going to run my blood pressure up, worried about the naysayers, mm-hmm. when we know better right here in our town. Who we have, what we have, and where we're going.
Now, Levert, I think what you're saying, though, is
a very mature way to look at things, Levert. Unfortunately, we don't.
No, I'm not. No, Levert, I can't let this slip off my, slip past me or just say, it's Micah Parsons. Who cares? National story. All the big networks have picked that up already. Levert, this can't be accepted. This isn't okay. This guy had. We know the hard work that Jalen Hurts has put in to become the player that we are witnessing today. He deserves the accolades, and instead he's being stepped on.
He's being stepped on by somebody who will turn around at the end of their contract and want to come home, and we won't want it.
Levert, we've all been wrong about something in sports or elsewhere throughout the course of our lives. What's something you were wrong about?
Something I was wrong about just here lately, dead wrong. That at the end of Michael Parsons' contract, that we could bring him here and he would be a good fit.
That does not count.
No, Levert.
Not something you were wrong
no,
about.
No, no, no. It has to be something in the. All right, I got to let you go, Levert. It's got to be something. No, that's already happened that you were wrong about. A player, a coach, a team, something Let's go to Scott in the Northeast, is on WIP. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
How you doing, Scott?
Doing wonderful. You know, Micah probably had his worst game against the Eagles. He should probably think about running the how to run the read option a little bit better. He was horrible the first game. He should concentrate on that and stop worrying about how Jalen's playing. Clearly, he's the MVP.
You know, I had to read the transcripts of that conversation just to make sure what I heard was correct, Scott. It's one thing to insinuate that, you know, the Eagles have a great team, and when you put it all together, it helps Jalen Hurts become the player that he is. But he was laughing and said it's system and team over quarterback. Laughing.
Yeah, just wait 2 weeks. We clinched the division. We clinched the number one seed. Third road game, we're still going to kick their butt. And when we do that, they have nothing to say once we beat them in 2 weeks.
Scott, you were right about that first game. I mean, you know, everybody brings up Cooper Rush was starting. That's right. But defensively, I think he had all of his pressures on a couple plays when Lane Johnson went out, I recall correctly.
Yeah, it was without Lane Johnson in the game. Right. No, Scott, I hear you. Scott, give me – if you give me a solid answer, you're guaranteed a prize. I need something you were wrong about.
I think everyone will agree with this. Ben Simmons going to be the next Magic Johnson.
that's certainly qualified.
I will give that to you, although I remember fights I got into with people that he was not going to be that.
Oh, you were one of the few who did not agree.
I was not a Ben fan. No.
Man, somehow I thought he was.
But a lot of people were, so I think that qualifies.
Number two, congratulations, Scott. You won a gift card to Hand in Stone and Facial Spa, 50-minute massage. Visit any one of their 60 locations in the area. Just go to handandstone.com. 215-592-9494. I see everybody on hold. Don't go anywhere. If you think Micah Parsons was a little rough, wait till you hear what the national broadcasters are saying about Jalen Hurts now and what he does not deserve. All that's coming up next. We got our Twitter poll question today. First of the two, Ross Tucker at the top of the hour. So much to get into this morning. WIP Sports Time is 6:16. All right, 6:22. Welcome back, everybody. WIP Morning Show. John Johnson, Rhea Hughes, Ross Tucker joining us at the top of the hour. Before we welcome in Francisco Rojas with our first Twitter poll question, the disrespect for Micah Parsons is absurd. And if you haven't heard it, we're going to continue to play it throughout the morning. We posted it on our WIP Morning Show Twitter handle. But Micah Parsons is not the only one who is downplaying Jalen Hurts. You know, stomping on Jalen Hurts, saying it's more of a team thing than it is the QB's growth himself. So we went from Von Miller, who has a very highly rated podcast. We're going now from Von Miller to Fox Sports. And there's an individual who is employed by Fox Sports. His name is Nick Wright. Are you familiar with Nick Wright there?
I am, Hughes? Yes.
So Nick Wright has another highly rated show, national audience. And, of course, you know, the national shows are talking right now NFL MVP. You know, and we all know that Jalen Hurts is the front runner for MVP at this moment in time. Patrick Mahomes is obviously right behind him, and sneaking up third, maybe even approaching Mahomes' level, is Joe Burrow.
He's been very good. Yep.
He's been very good, the Bengals quarterback. So when Nick Wright is asked about who should win MVP, listen to what he says.
There is not a single unit on the Chiefs that the Eagles would trade for, except for quarterback, and they couldn't make that phone call quick enough. You think Philly, if they're like, hey, you want Mahomes the rest of the year and we'll take Jalen, they'd be like, no, actually, we love Jalen's quarterback sneak so much, we're going to ride it out. Or, I mean, come on.
What is he? Why? Why does he have to go that far when crapping on? He's basically saying if the Eagles call that the Eagles would trade for Patrick Mahomes over Jalen Hurts 7 days a week. That this is laughable, that Patrick Mahomes is that much better than Jalen Hurts.
Well, Patrick Mahomes is a Super Bowl champion. He's outstanding.
Right. He has entered. I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah,
but I will say this. You know, he still has Travis Kelce, correct?
He does.
Okay.
Best tight end in the game.
And how good is Dallas Goedert?
Dallas Goedert is very good, but we don't have him.
Yes, and in the last three games, the Eagles have put up 40, 35, and 48.
That's right. Without him.
With Calcaterra and Jack Stoll.
Right. I just it's so unnecessary. And with that, I feel the need to implement this as our first Twitter poll question. First of all, good morning there, Francisco Rojas.
Good morning, John Johnson.
All right, so what's our first Twitter poll question?
All right, so today's first Twitter poll question is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. So this morning's first Twitter question, is Jalen Hurts as good as the stats indicate? A, yes. B, no. Or C, better than.
Rhea Hughes, I know it's there's a reason I asked this very important question. Are Jalen Hurts, is he as good as his stats
yes.
indicate?
Yes.
I am going to tell you he is better than his stats are indicating. Rhea, stats alone, he is in line to have the greatest single season any Eagles quarterback has ever had. Cross your fingers, knock on wood,
yeah.
Assuming, you know, he stays the path and stays healthy. Watching the, it's one thing to read a stat line, to see him play, watch it with your own two eyes. Rhea, you're at every home game, and you're, of course, you're watching every away game.
It's the decision maker. I mean, look, he's got three turnovers the entire season. Patrick Mahomes had three in the last game.
Three last week. It is incredible, and I can't recall. I brought this up to Angela. I don't know if it was this week or last week, whatever it was. Rhea, I can't recall someone, an Eagles quarterback in particular, being this accurate throughout the course of an entire season before. It's amazing. It's always, the ball is always exactly where it needs to be.
Which was the bad game he had? Because even I believe in the Washington game, he was probably the best.
Oh, no, no.
The best one.
Yeah, because yeah. A.J. Brown had that drop, yeah. Went right through his
Quez
arms.
Quez fumbled.
Like, he was perfect. Everybody else was bad in that game, but he was perfect. So I don't understand why.
I don't know about perfect in that game. He was good.
Closest to it. Yeah. He was the best player on the team, no doubt about it. Keith in Germantown's on WIP. How you doing, Keith?
Good morning. How you doing?
Keith, you know, this should be a time of celebration, which it is within Philadelphia. But why is there this continued hate on someone who has worked hard to achieve what he's doing right now?
Because you can't believe it. You can't believe what you're watching, that this man came out of nowhere, and has taken the NFL in his hands. And that's what he basically did. He's turned the whole NFL around where they can't believe that this boy, this man, this young man came in and disrupting something. It's like a wave.
Yeah.
The water's been calm for a long time. Then you just dropped a stone in it. Now you see all these waves. Damn, how do you do that?
So what you are saying, which makes perfect sense, Keith, is that what he has done this season – it defies all history, more or less, that if you look at the history of the NFL, it's hard to find anyone that is in the same category as Jalen Hurts.
The comp was always Josh Allen, right? Could he make that leap?
Yeah.
I mean, he's certainly done that this season.
But the thing is with Josh Allen, you saw the raw talent. And you're like, all right, well, if they refine him, he's going to be a great quarterback and he keeps his head on straight.
Is it Josh Allen or is it Diggs?
Oh, see, now it's... Keith, it's a fair point. Let me get you a spin on this wheel. I need something you were wrong about.
When the Patriots went 16-0 and went to the championship and they lost to the Giants.
So what were you wrong about there?
I was wrong that I thought the Patriots would have won.
Well, the whole world thought they were. Yeah.
Is that qualify? Is that good?
It's all right.
All right. It's quasi.
I don't think anybody thought the Giants had a chance to win.
We'll give him Keith a spin on the prize wheel. The Patriots not going having a perfect season. Number five, which will win you a $50 gift certificate to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company. Go to welovecrabcakes.com for a location nearest you. That certainly qualifies, and I tried to make the prize wheel topic as simple as possible because I would love to clear off the wheel this morning. But the idea of this is Jalen Hurts, right? That how many people were so wrong, myself included, about Jalen Hurts. And it could be the other way as well. A team drafts a player like, oh, that's the answer right there. And he turns out to be an absolute bust. Could be the same thing about a team. Andy from Deptford's on WIP. How you been, Andy?
Yo, what up, Jan Janssen?
Everything good with you?
Oh, yeah. How you doing? All right?
I'm all right. Same old stuff, different day.
Hey Rhea. Morning. How's everything?
Good morning, Andy.
Yo, Rhea, I'm excited about your new opportunity with the guys on the morning team.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate that.
It, It seems like you're working out the chemistry though on Tuesday. Seems like, is that a fair assessment?
That's exactly what we're doing. Yep.
Now, Andy, let me ask you, as someone who is obviously a WIP listener and also a caller to the midday show, the current midday show, soon to be the morning show, is there advice you can give to Rhea to keep Joe DeCamera in line?
Well, I don't know if that's possible. I'm more concerned with how he's going to deal with the regulars, the Will of God, the Jason from the 30-30, the Butch from Manioc. So I don't think he's got that in him to handle them, because he's a little awkward as it is. So, you know, I'm excited to see.
Well, Angelo is the king of awkward, so yeah. it's a fine transition.
Yeah, but Angelo, I think, is very entertaining and funny. I think Joe's more on the corny and quirky side. So, you know, we'll see how that all unfolds.
So, Andy, you heard what Micah Parsons said. I need your thoughts.
Well, here's my deal with that whole thing. I like that the players are knocking us. The national media is knocking us. Because all that's going to do is make us hungrier. We know what we got. We know what we see on the field. Last time, the national media was doubting us, and everybody else was doubting us. We went and won the chip. You what they say, hungry dogs run faster. Mm. So bring on all the negativity. Bring on all the naysayers. And we're just going to keep proving them wrong.
But
I think that's going to keep the team humble, too. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. It always gives you that we're not at the top of the mountain. Look how everybody's doubting us. You're right. It's good motivational material. However, the story of Hurts, this is why it bothers me so much. He is the personification of what you are told when you are young. Work hard. Put your head down. People are going to tell you no. Fight through it. Study. And it's going to pay off at some point. He is the prime example of that, not just in sports, but in life. And for people to, you know, as opposed to say, man, this guy has worked hard. Credit to him. He's been amazing this season. They're saying, no, it's not him. It's everybody else. Give me a break.
Yeah, John, I feel you with the whole work hard cliche. But the guy is super, super talented. We can't forget that. Everywhere he's been, he's won. Mm-hmm. Whether it's high school. I mean, you look at the programs he's been at in college. Two of the biggest programs in the country. Mm-hmm. National championship as a freshman. You think what Micah Parsons is saying is phasing this guy? I mean, come on. We've seen his demeanor. We hear him in the locker room after the games. I mean, yeah, he's a hard worker, but he's also extremely talented. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's one of the most talented quarterbacks in the world.
Yeah,
period.
Yeah, and he's turned into one heck of a leader, which I, you know, because he's always been more of a quiet guy. It's great to witness. I guess I should say.
You know, everybody says we got to win now. You know, win the championship now. This team is set up for a dynasty. Okay, you hear that? A dynasty. All the pieces are in place on offense. We got a young O-line. We got vets in there that ain't going nowhere. Defensively, we're going to lose some guys next year, but you know what? Howie ain't worrying about that. Mm-hmm. We got all these draft picks, a top five pick to get some more stock, to get some more ammo loaded, to reload this thing.
All right, Andy.
We're ready, man.
Let me get you a spin on this wheel. I need something you were wrong about. Time to come clean.
Dead wrong about the process bringing us the championship. Dead wrong.
God, I hate the fact that you're right about that. Let's give Andy a spin on the prize wheel. What are we, 9 years? Have we entered year number 10 yet? We're about to hit double digits, and we're still waiting. Number 4. Congratulations, Andy. Oh, here we go. I don't know what your plans are on New Year's Eve, but they're now made. Pair of tickets to watch the fireworks on the Battleship New Jersey on New Year's Eve. For more information, tickets, if you can get them, are a hot item. Visit battleshipnewjersey.org. Rhea, mm-hmm. At a certain point, oh, is it? It's a misprint. It is org. It's Battleship.
Oh, yes.
Battleship,
yeah, we figured that out last week.
Oh,
yeah.
God, OGG. Why did I even read that? Anyway, Rhea, at a certain point, the conversation's going to be had this morning with Ross Tucker. And I just wanted to bring it up with you briefly right now. He's going to get paid. Handsomely.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts. He has, even if, you don't want to think bad things happen, but what he has proven through 13 games, he's going to get paid. There are many who are saying, pay him right now. At the end of the regular season, you can officially sign him to an extension.
Yeah, I thought Elliot said to me yesterday that they could sign him before the end of the season. I'll have to check with them.
Before the season ends as a whole, you're right.
Yeah, we were chatting when I was here yesterday afternoon, and he mentioned that. I didn't realize that.
Is that would that be a wise decision, or keep radio silence until whatever happens this season comes to an end?
You keep him happy and exactly how he is right now. Oh. I heard the craziest call yesterday. I'm going to pick my son up from school, so I'm listening to Marks and Reese. Mm-hmm. And a guy calls in, and he's trying to make the argument, he's going, you should just trade Jalen and get picks.
What?
And start Gardner Minshew because you have a great team around him and you can win. I almost veered off the road, and I think Marks was going to lose. Kyler Murray got paid, and they had to put a clause in his contract about homework.
Well,
and this guy hasn't earned it this year.
I know we welcome
to pay him. It's his fourth year, right?
I know we welcome. Right? Yeah, this is yeah.
Or is it third?
This is third year.
Third. Yeah.
I know we welcome callers, from far and wide, but there are exceptions that should be made to where they should be banned for life. And whoever that was, I got to find out this guy's name. I got to get in contact with John Marks. 215-592-9494. I see everybody on hold. I promise we're going to get to you. It is a prize wheel Wednesday with Jalen Hurts in mind. I need something. Could be a player, could be a team, something outside of the box that you were dead wrong about. It's time to come clean. On the other side, we went from one of the highest rated podcasts to Fox Sports. Yeah, we're going to go to the Four Letter Network next because someone has admitted they were wrong about Hurts, but didn't go all the way in. That and your calls. Ross Tucker at the top of the hour at 6:36. All right, 6:43 at the top of the hour. We're going to be joined by the one and only Ross Tucker. I cannot wait to hear Ross's thoughts on what Micah Parsons had to say. If you haven't heard it, we're going to replay it a couple times throughout the show, but it is available on our WIP Morning Show page on Twitter. I put out the full one-minute clip, and then you can isolate certain sound bites if you would like. But Micah Parsons said, and I'm quoting him, while laughing, when asked about Jalen Hurts and the success that he has had, Micah Parsons said, it's system and team. And by the way, we're rewatching the video, Rhea. You know when someone really wants to emphasize a point, they use their hands?
Air quotes, right?
Yeah, he was doing like the finger point.
Oh, the finger point.
The finger pointing while laughing. It's system and team while laughing. Well, in the interest of fairness, we brought up Micah Parsons. We brought up Nick Wright and Fox Sports. Now let us go to the Four Letter Network. So we are equal opportunity here at WIP. And not everyone has been totally down on Jalen Hurts or trying to downplay what he has accomplished this season. And now I have to turn my focus to Dan Orlovsky, who he really is a great NFL analyst when his own bias don't get in the way. And a bias he had for a very long time. He had, I don't know, Reed, did he have a relationship with Carson Wentz? Was it like I don't know what their deal was, but he was over the top. Always in his corner.
Yeah, he was just one of those guys, I think, who couldn't see, there was too much of a gap between Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts. But I think, what all of us realize now is Carson Wentz pre-injury was a phenomenal quarterback. All those injuries, he never was going to be as good.
Well, as a brief refresher for one and all, here's what Dan Orlovsky said when comparing Jalen Hurts to Carson Wentz.
If Jalen Hurts plays as well as he can't sniff as good as Carson Wentz is. And that's just the reality. He cannot sniff the type of player that Carson Wentz can be and has been.
Now, I guess I should give him a little bit of credit because he totally put himself out there and was clearly proven wrong as Wentz is now, he's going to be a backup the rest of his career if he decides to do that. And Jalen Hurts is now the front runner for MVP. Now, yesterday on the Four Letter Network, Jalen Hurts and the conversation of MVP came up. Let us listen to Dan Orlovsky.
His ability to make really impressive placement throws versus tight coverage right now is as good as anybody in the NFL. It's hard for me to not put Jalen at one. It's hard for me not to put Patrick at one. And it's hard for me not to put Joe at one. I think the next month is going to determine which one of those guys wins it. But Jalen is not, he's not two. Not two in that conversation.
So what is he?
What the hell was that? Can we put him,
three?
Why don't he just put all three of them on his lap and pretend he's Santa? I mean, could he at least go in on one of them? See, that's what we call playing it safe.
There's nothing wrong with saying there are three legitimate candidates.
But he said they were all number one.
But I think Jalen's playing at a much higher level.
I totally agree. Well, we'll be interested to hear what Ross Tucker's thoughts are on all these matters, including more at the top of the hour. Let us go back to the phones. John in Port Richmond's on WIP. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Doing good. You know, we got to get past the Bears game before we get to Christmas Eve, and I guess we shouldn't overlook Chicago. But when you hear someone on the Dallas Cowboys who's from Philadelphia tell you that it's system and team and not Jalen Hurts, it sends me into a rage.
Well, look, you're talking about, you know, somebody who decided, you know what I mean, the Cowboys are great.
He was drafted by them, but there's ways to phrase it where you say the team is good and the quarterback.
He's been hanging out with the Cowboys too long.
Is that what it is? He's been exposed to their nonsense?
I'm sorry, what did you say? I missed that.
The dumbness is rubbing off.
Very nice.
Stupid is, stupid does. You know, he's following him.
Now, does this offend you, John?
No, I mean, Cowboys and other people who don't want to admit they're wrong never will, you know? So, I mean, we see it with our own eyes. And mm-hmm. Number one, when people say, well, it's the team, your team's 13-1. It is a complete team. That's why they're 13-1.
12.
Right. 12-1. Yeah, soon to be 13-1.
Or 12-1, but you know what I mean. And everybody's talking about us looking past Chicago. How about them looking past Doug Peterson?
You know, you're right.
They nearly looked past the Texans.
You're right. Yeah, if it wasn't for that final drive, they would have lost to a one-win Texans team.
And by the way, in the last two games, it's not like Parsons has been lighting it up. No sacks in the last two games against Colts and the Jags.
I love players like this who underperform.
One tackle for a loss, no hits on the quarterback.
Oh, they're the best, John. The guys that underperform and then talk trash.
Number two, you should be worrying about your quarterback, not ours.
Well, I mean, he got into the whole conversation of comparing the two and his thoughts on Jalen Hurts as a quarterback, and I'm shocked.
Why throw somebody under the bus and be worrying about my own quarterback?
Seriously. I mean, he could have just said they're a great team. He's a great quarterback.
I mean,
it's going to be a great challenge. John, give me someone. We're all coming clean this morning. Something you were wrong about.
Joe Girardi.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
that's a good one. We were all excited to get him.
I thought it was going to be Girardi as well. Boy, was I wrong. Number 7. Congratulations, John. You won a 2022 Hess flatbed toy truck with the hot rods.
He mentioned, you know, worrying about your own quarterback. So, you know, Jeff Kerr from CBS Sports.
Yes.
Jeff's kind of veering into Ruben Frank territory with the stats lately.
All right.
He had something that I thought was really interesting on, you know, and I think Jalen had mentioned it. People didn't think he could throw the deep ball, which we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year watching him, you didn't think he could. So his numbers on throws, 25 plus air yards. Okay.
Okay.
15 to 28. That's 53.6%. 586 yards, 10 touchdowns, one interception for 125.5 rating.
That's great numbers.
Pretty impressive, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Dak Prescott on 25 plus air yards. 3 of 14 for 21.4%, 113 yards, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception, 31 rating.
Ooh, no touchdowns, a pick, 3 of 14? So he's not even airing the ball out. And he has decent wide receivers. Yeah. Oh, that's quite the story, right? See that? Wow. You screw Prescott, but just looking at the numbers of Hurts alone. See, that was that's what makes him even more impressive, where it goes, you look at the numbers.
He's improved in every area we thought he couldn't do.
The intermediate to long pass was always a deep concern because he wasn't accurate last season. And to hear those numbers, geez, man. How can you not be sold on him as the MVP when you look at that, you see it with your own two eyes, and then you see the team's record? Mike and Del Rans on WIP. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. How you doing?
I'm all right. That stuff doesn't bother me anymore. Like, if you've been a fan of Philadelphia for any amount of time, like, this is just the nation's MO, right? Like, who cares? Like, as far as Nick Wright goes, that dude's a nerd. Like, if you had to ask me about a guy that doesn't look like they know anything about sports, it would be Nick Wright. I mean, it was just 2017 every step of the way. He said we were going to get trashed. You know, it got to the point where I stopped telling people I had to go to the bathroom and started telling them I had to go take a Nick Wright.
Oh! So let's throw Nick Wright aside for a moment,
okay.
Mike. Micah Parsons, born and raised in Philadelphia. Hey, he was drafted by the Cowboys. Nothing can change that fact. He's happy to be in the NFL.
Yep.
But he has done a full Benedict Arnold. He has done an about-face.
it was just last week, Micah Parsons put out a tweet of something he believed, and then he came back and apologized for it. So I don't got any credence in what that dude says.
Wait a minute. It's system and team while laughing. He laughed about it, which means he thinks anybody who says Jalen Hurts is that good is an absolute joke and doesn't know football.
It's system and team.
About 8 hours, he'll come back and walk that back and say that's not what he meant. So, I don't care about Micah Parsons. Who cares? I really want to talk about what I was wrong about, though.
Oh, who were you? What were you wrong about?
It was really bad, man, and I'm embarrassed by it all the time. I said that Joel Embiid was going to be the next Greg Oden, and I held on to that for like 2 years.
That Joel Embiid would be a bust.
Yeah, I was way wrong.
No, that's a good one. There were many who thought because of the navicular fractures, how immature he was.
Wechter's still not sure. Wechter is not a Joel fan.
Hang in there, Mike. You want a Keith Jones autograph card? Yeah. Joe is not an Embiid fan because he's not convinced he's right about this part. He's not a leader. He won't be there for you when times get tough. He cares about the individual awards over team at times. And sadly, he's right. If there's one, just for a second. At a certain point in time, the Eagles season will come to a close. The football season will end in less than 2 months now. Mm-hmm. And we'll highly anticipate Philly spring training, and then it'll be sitting on your hands until that season gets underway. So the winter sports will dominate in terms of viewership and hopes for playoffs. Flyers are what they are.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Right? That's just how soon can we get to the draft? The Sixers are our lone source of hope when it comes to playoff aspirations. This team, no matter who else is brought in at the trade deadline, buyout market, whatever it is, everything will always rest on the shoulders of Joel Embiid. Yeah. And until he becomes a leader, they will never get beyond the second round of the playoffs. When I say, as opposed to, I go on a tear for 10 games and average 48 points, and then I take a couple games off, and then I treat like a 9-to-5 job because I'm not in the mood.
The thing with that, I know that upsets Joe, and it does bother me, is there certain games, especially playoff games, he comes into, and you can tell his mindset is not into it when a game starts.
Yes.
And then I kind of compare that with Jalen Hurts. I still laugh about Sunday's game. You've got the wide receivers, which I expect. Wide receivers are a whole different personality. Mm-hmm. That's what makes them tick, and I'm cool with it. But you've got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith kind of having fun on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And Jay is staring straight ahead, deadpan. And I just it's two different positions, so clearly defined right there, but that's the difference.
You have two clear-cut leaders of their team, the most talented player, the most important player, and you're right. You're right. To see what Jalen Hurts, that brief five-second cut
is awesome
to the sideline where, there's the three of them there, and he's deadpan staring straight ahead, that certainly tells the story. Let's squeeze in one more call before we go to break. Let's go to Sean in Maryland's on WIP. Hey, Sean.
Hey, good morning, John. Rhea, good morning, folks. How you doing?
We're doing all right. Sean, I know you want to talk Hurts. You're also a very big Phillies fan. Can you believe Carlos Correa got $350 million yesterday from the Giants?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's insane.
I knew the Giants were going to land somebody. They always try to make a splash.
They were trying to give a lot of people money who didn't want to take it.
I'll tell you what, Rhea, you give Dave Dombrowski even more credit, because if Trey Turner decided to wait longer, he'd be the one getting $350 or $375 as opposed to Correa. So credit to the Phillies on that one, jumping on it early.
Oh, yeah. And Dave did such a great job getting us the players we need. So I don't worry about the Giants. I don't worry about the Mets. The Mets overpay for older players.
That they do.
Past their prime, and then they get injured. So, I feel great about the Phillies, and I feel great about Jalen. And if I had a nickel for every moron that started a podcast or made a side comment on one of these joke shows, I could retire early. So, Jalen is so comfortable in his own skin. He would tell you it's the team around him instead of him to begin with. Mm-hmm. So I know it doesn't bother him. It doesn't bother anybody else. And it's just time to press forward.
It's funny you bring that up about how he's thick-skinned and he doesn't let anything get to him. It was after this last game, that Giants win, where he was asked about naysayers.
I carry my scars with me everywhere I go. I don't forget. Do I waste my energy worrying about the opinion of someone else, the opinion of a sheep? No. But I truly invest my focus in me getting better as a team, getting better as a player, getting better as a quarterback, and doing the things I need to do for my team. So everybody in their opinion don't deposit at the bank. I just try and stay true to myself, stay true to my teammates, and just chase that growth alongside with them.
I got to frame that quote, Sean. Sean, let me get you on the prize wheel. I need something you were wrong about.
You know, I was wrong about Nick Sirianni. When I first heard him in a press conference, I thought we were in big trouble, and I was wrong about that.
Totally agree. Nick Sirianni is a great one. 215-592-9494. Sean, you have won a Keith Jones autographed card. I see Matt, Tim, Glenn Self, Jason, Malik. Everybody hang tight. You want to spin on this prize wheel? Very simple today. Jalen Hurts is proving so many people wrong. What is something, it's time to come clean, that you were wrong about? So much to discuss. Ross Tucker coming up next at 6:57.